Well, in other sports, people talk about endorphins and getting into a state of well-being, but presumably in a race that short, there is no existential or some kind of subtle state that you get into. But are there different kind of spiritual experiences you've had in these competitive moments or perhaps in training for something like this?
It's not like a spiritual experience you might get in meditation. I think that what I do get out of racing is a sense of pushing yourself to the absolute limit. And that's kind of exhilarating in a way, because you feel right on the edge of what you're capable. And it's like after a race, you think, wow, that was really different. Yeah, those 7 minutes were really living, because you were so stretched that you really go beyond the mundane. And I think that's a great attraction, because, you know, meditation, you're trying to go beyond the usual rubbish thoughts that we get in our mind. And, you know, racing at the limit is another way to kind of transcend that mundane existence. And I think for me, that's a big attraction. And I definitely get a buzz from pushing yourself as hard as you can.
Okay, now we have some pictures of you as a tyke, as a little guy on a bike. I also have heard that you like cricket and other sports. But I mean, when you got on a bike as a kid, did it ever occur to you to become a competitive cyclist, or how did that work out?
Well, no, because when I was young, I had a idea that I might be a professional footballer or a professional cricketer, and I didn't even cycle until I was about 14. I mean, I remember they had this cycle proficiency test and I was never really interested. But when I got a bike, I was about 14 or 15. I think I liked the freedom it gave you. Not so much racing, because I didn't race when I was young, but I just enjoyed the movement, the fluidity of cycling, getting to see the countryside, and just the freedom of transport. And so I just enjoyed cycling for its own sake.
Well, we've talked in the past, and I've mentioned different places. I used to live in Oxford or near Oxford, and it seems like on the bike, you may have gone down every little byway or side road that from outside of Oxford that you could go. Is that, I mean, you've really seen a lot of the countryside.
Yeah. I mean, from a 50-mile radius of Oxford and also my parents' place in Yorkshire, where I do a lot of cycling. So that's another nice thing. You get to know the climbs. And
okay, so 14, you get a bicycle, and you get freedom to get away from mom and dad and go out on the road. And somewhere along the line, that transition from being a freedom to, well, I'm going to think I'm going to compete, where does that all come in?
Well, very slowly, and there's no conscious decision really to start racing. I mean, when I went to university, I was in the Oxford University Cycling Club, and I had ambitions to do a few races, but it never seemed to happen. I was always sick boy. You know, I got sick before a race, I got injured. And so I did about one race in 3 years. It just never happened. And then I kind of, in a way, gave up cycling. And I really got into meditation and became a student of Sri Chinmoy in 99. And at that time, I wasn't cycling at all. And I probably had an idea that, you know, competitive sport isn't compatible with spirituality. But, you know, I learned more about Sri Chinmoy's philosophy, he encouraging sport and athletics. So I tried running, but that gave a very bad knee injury. So after a few years of not doing anything, really, I got back on my bike and, you know, I enjoyed it. And then I thought I'd do one or two races. And I did better than I expected, so I got more into the racing.
Okay. Now, I am told that in that competition last year, which you won, at 36, how to put it, play, you're one of the old guys.
Yeah, it seems strange to say that 36 is old, but I think in the top 10, you know, most of the guys were in the 20s, early 20s, even late teens. And it's definitely an event that more often than not is won by a younger rather than an older rider. So it did feel to some extent that at 36, I didn't have too many more opportunities to win.
Now, let's talk about physically, being the size and weight and dimensions you are, you're kind of designed to be one of these guys. Is that kind of true, that in terms of the physical package, you're pretty perfect dimensions for a cyclist or for a guy going up mountains, or how does that sound to you?
Yes, I mean, I always say in the genetic lottery, I was very lucky in terms of hill climb physique. I mean, I remember when I was young wanting to put on weight because I was kind of embarrassed at my skinny, you know, frame. And I never could put on weight, no matter how much I eat. But when I got into cycling, I found that anything up a hill, I would just do better than most other people, because, you know, the weight is very important. And being light is obviously a huge advantage in any event that goes uphill, because to use a terminology, your power to weight ratio is the important thing.
Now, are you using, I know some of the fellows around here who cycle have the, there's enough technology on bicycles to know pretty well where you're at, that in terms of the power output, in terms of the energy, and the technology is pretty sophisticated. Does that figure into your training and competing?
Well, it's an interesting question, because I bought a power meter last year, but after a few weeks it broke. So I never had a power meter. It's only after I've done the national championship that I've got my power meter working. And I started using it this year. So it's a new kind of concept for me. But before this year, I'd never used a power meter.
Well, certainly in terms of the climbs, and say, for example, in the Tour de France, they know that if a guy's going up a hill and his pedals are going around, there's a certain max in terms of this power thing.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the future that will figure into your training, or maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, now I've got a rough idea of the kind of power output that I have and the power to weight ratio, and, you know, how many watts you can put out for a certain number of minutes. And, it's definitely an interesting addition to training. I think part of me is always attracted to the more romantic do it on feel. I'm always very slow to adopt technology.